So the last few days at the base, I've been doing an exhortation on the gospel of St. John to the community out there. And it's important for us when we read the scripture, we know the context of why that particular gospel was written to a particular community and the challenges that they had to face in order to better understand the message itself, right? So since I guess you didn't have that background, let us remind ourselves that the community of St. John at that time when the gospel was being composed around 90 to 100 AD, they had to face ad intra, meaning persecution from without, and as well as division ad intra, which is the division among themselves. So they're facing things both from outside and within the inside, and they yearn for the coming of the Lord because they really don't know when the Lord will come back, right? And then all the pains, all the suffering that they have to go through, they ask themselves, is it all worth it? And yesterday you heard in the gospel reading, Jesus said, in a little while I will come back for you. But the question is, how long is a little while, right? People have made a lot of money trying to figure out this quote-unquote little while, right? We waited for it, 1984, nothing happened. Y2K, nothing happened. 2012, nothing happened. People will continue to guess what this little while mean, and they will bank and they will make money on it. But the question is, we don't know what this little while is. We don't know when the Lord's gonna come back. We don't know when we're gonna truly be united with Him. This little while, the church calls us to wait in hope. And that's why it's hard. That's why it's hard to wait in hope instead of giving into despair, even though we have to undergo many trials, many hardships, many pains, many sufferings, many things that are going on in this imperfect world right now. But remember, my brothers and sisters, the world was never perfect. Look at it in the past. Was it ever perfect? No. The world was always plagued with war, with division, with persecution, with hurts, with pains, but there's grace in it. Because God is with us. He's not going to make everything perfect. Why? Because He treasures our freedom. Right? God loves us so much that He permits us to be free, to make stupid decisions, to hurt each other too. But even in the midst of all of that, He's with us. And He said that the world will rejoice at times, but their joy is empty. Their joy is in vain because they keep chasing after this vain pursuit of happiness that will never make them truly be content. And you will grieve at times. You will be hurt at times. But your joy will be complete. Right? And that's what it means to remain with the Lord and be in the Lord. Because whatever we ask of the Father in Jesus' name, He will give to us, not based on the foundation, the qualities, or the standards of this world, but the standards of discipleship, the standards of faith, the standard of hope, to wait in the Lord, to wait with the Lord, even when it gets hard, even when we don't know how long is this little while. This is what hope is all about. Not being in control, not having things perfect and be our way, but to know that God is with us. Stop thinking this false nostalgia, thinking that somehow the world was always perfect in the past. It wasn't. It will never be perfect. We're all broken people. We all have our ego and our pride that turn us against one another, that continue to hurt one another. But God will not abandon us. The victory is already ours in Christ Jesus, and we have to stand with him even when it gets hard. And in a very special way too, today we celebrate Saint Augustine of Canterbury, right? He was sent by Saint Pope Gregory the Great to evangelize the Anglo-Saxon people. And he adopted the same method that Saint Patrick and many great missionary saints have done in the past. They Christianized the pagan culture. They Christianized the secular culture in order to help them see the value added in Christ Jesus. But unfortunately, nowadays, instead of Christianizing our society and our culture, we do the opposite. We secularize what we have Christianized. We make everything about partying. We make everything about enjoying. We make everything about ourselves instead of about Christ. Laws can be changed and be added, but laws do not change hearts. Only love will change heart. And only the love of Christ can transform this society. So it begins with each and every one of us, allowing our hearts to be changed by the love of Christ, and allowing the love of Christ to be living in our very own life so that we can radiate that joy to one another. So therefore, my brothers and sisters, perhaps this is the time when we grieve, when we feel sorrow, when we keep asking the Lord, why all these things are happening? Why are all the hurts, all the pains, all the suffering still there? But our joy is not of this world. Our joy is found in Christ Jesus through a life of prayer, a life of worship, a life of discipleship, a life of perseverance, a life of faithfulness. Knowing that our hearts will rejoice again when we see the Lord face to face, whenever that times come. But until that time come, let us remain with the Lord always.